is entering the conference. Mark Weiner.
Is entering the conference.
The rep will be right in. Anyone else here that is getting your pen? All right.
Mark Weiner's here on the phone.
All right. We're about to begin. Topic today is officially Iyunim, the Deen Ger Klotten, insights into the Deen of Ger Klotten, and of course the matter of Geulus is a right on what we would call in the language of in many disciplines on the front burner today about Geulus and characteristics of Geulus. And we talk about Ger Klotten, we're not only referring to the question of a child born of a mixed couple, depends who is the mother, of course, but also in the matters of adoption, of what we call imus. So the halachas of how to make sure that there is a proper halachic conversion are very important, and we do find disputes. And there are a lot of what we would call in the yeshiva world lomdash in yonim, dealing with the Deen of Ger Klotten. Now, the main marker that is referred to as the Deen of Ger Klotten is in Shubas, Sefer Shubas Daf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph, where after the Mishnah, which discusses the problem there of the Ksuba, and for a Geulus and a Shvuya, the Ashifta, and they were either Nivdu, whichever language that the verb is used pertains to, that were the Shvuya would be Shenivdu, that was redeemed, ransomed, or Shenizgairu, or became a Ger, originally a Goy, or Shenishtakru, that's talking about a Shivka, Chusis, less than Nivnei Sholoshonim Yom Echad, less than 3 years in a day. So the Ksubasim is Mosayim, the Esen times Besulim. Actually, what he's trying to say here is a sort of even a physiological thing that if you have a child that was in one of these categories less than 3 years of old, although many times we say that they're considered as if it's not a psula anymore, but less than 3 years old, even if there was a relationship, a physical relationship, Chazal understood that the psulim grow back, and therefore there would be a kind of besulim of Messiah, zoos, and so forth, if anything happened later on, when it might come to the question of Einus or Mafata, where there's Knas and a Teva. That's what the Mishnah is aiming at. But that's not the focal point of what we're dealing over here. The Gemara now brings in this statement of Omar Abhuna. Ger, this is the Gemara. Ger Kotten might be able to know yourself as Bezen. That there's a Ger Kotten. Now, Rashi's going to explain, and others will explain exactly, this Ger Kotten, we're talking about someone that is a minor. A minor child is converted, Magdilin also, Al Daz Bezin, under the supervision of a Bezin. Now, we haven't said what the Bezin is, Daz Bezin. So, Maika Mashmala. So, what's the Chiddush? The Schus, first of all, it's a Schus, meaning that you take this child who is not Jewish and you bring him into Yahavis, it's a Schus for him to be a Jew. That's the basic concept. Is that a schus? Yes?
It's a call for the rav.
What?
It's a call for the rav.
Oh, what is it from the...
Yes.
From the hospital?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, what is... Did they say who it was?
The doctor,
right? Oh, okay. Excuse me. Of course. Mark, you heard. Mark?
I just missed it.
The Rav just had, he had a call from the hospital. His wife is in the hospital, so.
Oh.
The doctor just called him.
Okay, let me know. I'm going to put this on mute, but I'll hear you.
Okay. Yeah, apparently he was speaking about a meal second night.
Mm-hmm.
And he had children that he sent to the day for. And they were in the sky here, I'll be facing. And they went to Jewish day school throughout high school. Mm-hmm. A couple of children, two boys, I think, or something like that. And the Beijing and English line character, because the Beijing and their children, because how can you live with a Christian life and have children growing up? That's the controversy. You know, they say, Zachin Lavin Shal Vachon, you know, the big machlokas between Lavachon, Moshe seems to have two different opinions. One opinion in one place and another opinion more lenient in another place. At any time, he feels that to be a Jew is Zachin Lavin Shal Vachon. Yoshe and others, of course, to disagree. All right. Goodness, oh, wonderful.
Yeah, send her out of the hospital.
Oh, excellent.
That was there today, you know. We've been there over a week. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Very good. At least that's a struggle.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so it's the idea that the Bezdin is like the patruchin. They are the supervisors of her entry into Yahadis. Now, who's bringing this child? You know, if you think of a child, it could be a child that's 7 years old, it could be 10 years old, a male or female. How does it get to the bezin? Who's bringing him? Where we're using a male over here, Ger Cotton, could be Gielus Katana. So how does it get there? So that's what Rashi focuses on here. Now, first of all, look at Rashi. In Ein Lo Av, he doesn't have a father. The Imai, the Yosalis guy, the mother brings him to have Gielus. Now, is the mother going into Gielus or not? It doesn't say that it is, because it can make a difference. According to some, it will make a difference. Then it says, Madbilan. So first of all, Rashi, the Gemara only says, why didn't say Ger Cotton Marlin also Eldad Bezin? I mean, part of the process of Gelus, we know there's a cloud. Like the Gemara says in Krisis and Daptes, Roman Alago, Nichnasu Yisrael Abris, Ela Bemila Utvila the Hatzor Domim. Hatzor Domim meant there was a Korban. Now, at one time when a Ger and his mana bias became a Ger, had to bring a Korban. But after the Korban, he originally had to set aside money for that. But since it would have been a problem of the era, so the Haman suspended that. Don't have to set aside anything else. But of course, there's also an Indian in general of Kabbalah Hamitzvahs. In that context of that Gemara and Daftes and Thesis, doesn't say anything about Kabbalah Hamitzvahs. Just talks in general, but it's understood later on in the Halacha and Gemara and Yavamas, and we'll see that Kabbalah. What? Yeah, that we're talking about. Yeah, we have in Bechelus, but also in Gemara and Yavamas, the discussion that you have to have Kabbalah Hamitzvahs. But if you have to have Kabbalah Hamitzvahs, a cotton, so what shy of Kabbalah Hamitzvahs? Does he know what it's all about or anything else? A global, you ask him, you talk to him, he makes certain statements. But right now, but look what the Rashi says. Although the Gemara only talks about Tvila, it says, Eino ha ger below Mila utvila. There's no ger without Mila and Tvila. As if to say what the Gemara means, there has to be Mila too. Now, Aldaz Bezin, now when he says, Eino ha ger below Mila utvila, it implies that has to be, everything has to be with Bezin. Not only the Tvila, but the Mila. So comes Rashi now, Aldaz Bezin, Shloshi Yehei B'Tvilosam. Why doesn't he say Shloshi Yehei B'Milosam U'Tvilosam? In fact, that's a kasha that is asked, if you look in the Sheet of Megabetis, the Rajva asks that kasha, and the Pnei Yeshua, without looking in the Sheet of Megabetis, also asks that kasha, on Rashi. We'll see in a moment how to give the same answer without one knowing from the other, of course. Kadim called Tvila's Gers at Tzirin Gimel. V'hei Natsin lo Av, v'harei hu Ger ayadeyam, u'magol b'yayin kosher. So, meaning that he's a full-fledged Jew. That's what he's saying, magol b'yayin kosher. And we'll see there are problems there that we'll see in Tasis for a moment. But let's focus just a moment on what Rashi says. One place he says, and then when he says, Aldaz Bezin, it seems to say that only the Tvila has to have Gimel. What about the Mila? Does the Mila have to have Shlesha or not? He only says, just a moment ago he's talking about everything can't be a Ger without both. But he's saying now that for the Gimel is by Tvila. Doesn't mention Mila at all. That's the Raj said, just the Rajva's question to Yeshua. The answer that they give independently is a basic and simple answer. It means Mila too, but since it can be a female, it's not Shayach Mila. So I just mentioned Tvila. But actually, and that's the way that Pnei Yeshua learns in the Rashi, and the Rajva says it very definitively, you have to have a Bezin by the Mila too. So both Mila and Tvila is going to have a Bezin. Only problem is, we'll see a little later, is whether this is Bide'evit by those two things, or is it just L'chatchila. That will be a major machlekes and reshainim, and both shitas are brought in the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see. So that covers that aspect over there. Now, the question is, So we say, what's the reason that we convert this child? We say because it's a shus. Shus alone is going to have the shus of being Mekayim Mitzvahs, and in other words, it's going to get tar. It's a benefit to him. So in order to have the din of shus, of Sia, we have a problem which Tesis now focuses on. Now, if you take a look at the Tesis, and there'll be two shitas in Tesis how to explain this possibility of shus. Remember, we're dealing with a cotton. Cotton is tana. Bezin is acting on behalf of the cotton, of the miner. So, first of all, Tesis asks a direct kasha, the tema, the Tesis. So, haschia, have a mitam shlichus. Shia is mitam shlichus. The cave in the shusolo, anan sade, the other lay shlich. That he definitely would want to make a shlich. He's a move the pair coming above him and see it. That'll be chotzer, where there's a machlek is there by chotzer, and a chotzer is kaina for somebody. It's a mishum yadis aboi, the logora mishlichus. It's like an extension of the hand of a person that does a maisa kidney. So the chotzer is an extended thing. It's no worse than shlichus. In Cain, hate, he's often the cotton, although ain't shlichus the cotton. A cotton can't make a shlich. He's not empowered to make a shliach. So what are we doing? We're being zeich on behalf of the cotton. If you say shliach, mitam shliach, he made us for shliach, how could he do that? You see, if you're zeich, like you go in the street and you find a messiah, and you lift it up, I'm going to see on behalf of Ruvain, so it's zochen the other shlobo tonov, and he could make, we act as a shliachim on his behalf. But he can make a shliach. He's empowered to do that, but not a cotton. So that's the problem that Tesis is talking about. And how do we know in Sweden the cotton? You know what I mean? They're on their ship. They're going to go on by Matthias. The aid. The copy aid is Kahori who. So, he's still a guy. Ramin and Hossen, the cotton, the also the cloud shrieker, and it says over there in the Gemara, that a cotton, we can sometimes be zeich on his behalf, the cloud shrieker, isle schia midarabonis. Now, if it's Kahori, the law also the cloud shrieker, I feel a shliach in the rabbanon less late. Doesn't even have a shliach in the rabbanon. So how can it be a shliach? So first sheet of Tesis is, you're right. Ein hochinami. We really, midaraisa, cannot be his shliach. Therefore, the near levi, the hochinami, the zohalo midarabbanon. He's only a ger midarabbanon. And it's going to make a nafkamina as to his conduct. Kiramin and Hossen, the cotton, he slays Kiyah, Midrabon, there's a such a Nusra. Yavo Gav, that Kati Evikov of him, who, I, although he's a Goy, for Ose, the Klaus Shrihas. He's going to come to the Klaus Shrihas. So, we say there's Kiyah Midrabon. Or, E, Nami, Kavan, the Bahak, Kiyah, Nasi Yisrael, Havale, Yiki Yisrael, Gomer, the Indian, Kiyah. He's like a Yisrael Gomer. In other words, Tesis is trying to say now that the power of the Rabban is making him to be like a Yisrael Gomer. But Tesis is not satisfied with that. He's going to ask now, how can we say that? If it's no Deraisa is involved over there, so he's only, he never was really converted. It's only a tchiyah midrabbanan. So how you treat him? In fact, the problem will be, what about Maga Yayin? If he's like only midrabbanan, I mean, if he could offer things. So the terror is, the shavah, command on.
Would that be a problem if he's Maga is only
Well, yeah, the whole question is because of it, by Stam Yainim, there's whole machlekes how far the Maga goes, right? If he has still a dean of an Eved Kehavi, he never went beyond that. If he has such a dean, so he's liable to Asa the wine, whether he asks it only Bishtiya, Asa Be'anoa, but he's not a full-fledged Jew. He doesn't, so how can he function, you know, with in the Jewish community? Well, what Tate is implying when he says, how can you marry him off to a Bat Yisrael, because he doesn't say anything as he grows up. His only gear was done when he was a cotton. And we acted on the basis of schus. And the shia is mitam shlichus, he doesn't have the power of shlichus. So the whole thing is the rabbanon. So let's say he goes up and he's going to marry a Jewish girl. He's going to marry most of a Jewish girl. He never had a real gear. So he does not going into now about mechor or anything else of that sort, which will come to yet. So what's this teretz? That we have the power, in other words, the Chachomim can say that this is a kayach that was given over to us. We are eker, though me eker from Svora. And in the meantime, with the whole problem of Shlichas, we're eker that deen, we make him for a Jew. That's, yes, kayach, the Chippur, Michael Mashmalon, Rabbi Motze Rishnuri, Kamashmalon. He could have said, and the Gemara asked right here, the schusel over, talking to the other, so before he could have answered, yes, clear, the yad of Hachomi, lach, adobim, and atzeri, bekum, v'yasei, period. There's all machlekes in this din of yes, clear, the yad of Hachomi, lach, adobim, whether it's dafke, b'sheva, al-tasa, or bekum, v'yasei. That Gemara on Yavamis wants to say they can do it, bekum, v'yasei. In fact, that Gemara, the context, yeah, there's a contest coming close there, like with Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, about the Bummers and so forth, that's the Issa D'Raisa. It goes into this lesson with Yeshkar B'Yad HaChamin, Laka Dabar Min Atayu B'Kum B'Yasei, or whether it's Hayor Shor, just a temporary thing. This is like permanent. If you say Yeshkar B'Yad HaChamin, Laka Dabar Min Atayu, that's the way it is, going to be a full-fledged Jew. So that's the that's a big chiddush when he says that. The chad mitrei tamin loke. So he mentioned one of two reasons over here instead of mentioning the other reason of yes kriya biyad hachomim laka dovim in atzer. He mentioned the other reason of zochen liyodom and v'hoda aminu bereis ben seira gabi gezel ager im ein liish goyel ish hatot zorech laza achav. In Yeshlo Goyal. That's talking about, you know, Gezel Ager is a situation where a person, for example, swore, took something from this Ger, and he took something from the Ger, then it was a Pekodin, and then he made a Shvua, a false Shvua on it, and later found out he was made on it, so there's a Din of Karen Chaimish V'Oshem. But let's say the Ger died. If the Ger died, he has no Yoshin. So who do you give it? There's no question of Hefker and so forth. So he says, by the case of Gezel Ager, he says that's only Shayach. The Ba'ish HaTotor, grown up HaTotor Lazar Achav, Yeshlo Goyal. Aval Kotten, he HaTotor Lazar Achav. He can't, now there he's not, the first part, he's talking about where the person is a grown-up or so forth. But he's saying the later, Abel Kotten, Yato Torah, Lazar Achov. Kotten, you can't. He has no relative. In other words, he didn't get married. He didn't have any children. There's nobody there to... everything becomes totally Hefker. He says, it's Meshkanet lo Ger Kotten, Yinatera. It could be a Ger Kotten that it would have a Vim in a Tebe Muberes. The woman was carrying a child. She is Gaira. In a Minim Beperko Orel. Overes Kochovim Muberes. She is Gaira. Benoim Tora Tvila. So he's a Ger Midaisa. There's no question. The Tvila that is good for the mother is good. Like we say, Uber Yerech Imo, it's not even considered a Chtitza in the Tvila. Pesach talks about it there and so forth. Now the Ger Minatero, Yisrael Gomeru. The Islay Mammon Minatero, she gained, for example, she Yorish es Imai, who'll inherit his mother. Yatatar Lazo Olav, Shein Lo Yoshim, Shein Amayli, and the Achiv Mina Ain Yorish and Iso. His brothers don't, are not going to inherit him, Achiv Mina Ain, because it's only Achiv Mina Av that can inherit him. But as far as being, having a situation of the Ger Kot Midar Iso, that's the Hecha Timsa. That the mother was Muberes when she went through Gir. So, the three swarming the Garsin and the Baba Matsia, the Schia Mir Islay, it depends on what says Schia the cotton has. How does he have Schia? He says, "Alo goras midarabon." It doesn't say there the word midarabon according to that girsa. Nichad the motzil name of this place chia minatera. He has a chia minatera. Veiver kachovin cotton, kevin the ball is gaya. Says vina lei, he's like a yisrael cotton. The apple dab, but the question of yisrael cotton, can he make a shliach? He can't either. The chia have any time shliachas? Vein lo shliachas minatera. Ani mila bedover she esbo tzat chayva. When there would be to his disadvantage, kigayim lahafris tumato, b'shem ahoya reitzel lepeitzel b'chita achet. You want to help him that he, let's say, he's in the ownership of something where he would be mechuyev to give tumah. So if you take tumah from something of his, you want to give a larger amount. That's a chayv. You're taking something away from him. But the instead of just you're using the bare minimum of chita achas for peres et atri. Hashem o yereis el ha'adol. Maybe he wanted to give more. Abu Hafa shesus gomer. Here, where you're bringing this situation, here is the, it's an overwhelming advantage for him to be brought into yahadus. The yeshmo shlichus. So here we're saying that he has shlichus over here, having that thing in mind because Bezdin is empowering him that particular way that he has the Sfus Gomer. So he's not using the approach of the idea of Yesh Koyach B'yad HaChachamim Laka Dovim in our favor. Because that, according to that sheet is, we say that the Gaelus really is only Midah Rabbonim, but the HaChachamim just, with their power, said that it was going to be a Dehaisa because of the Sfus. Here they're saying that it's a, that he's really Midah Haisa, because once he's brought in, he brought into Sfus Gomer, the fact of Sfus Gomer, so makes it so that he should be considered a ger. That's the approach that Tesis has, two particular sheetahs. There are some hezbeilim, in fact, in the sefer of the Birchas Shmuel of Bor Ber. The label is on the great Rosh Yeshiva. He has in his sefer in the Shiurim, actually there are Tzubis. He wants to discuss, he brings actually the brisker approach to how to be Masber, these two shitas. One is that if you go strictly with the halacha of Shia Mitam Shlichus, and the Kotten is not empowered to be a Shliach, and so forth. So how could it be a ger? He's only so, that sheet holds ger kotten is mida rabbonim. He says, but the other sheet is, when they say, are we saying that shias lav mitam shlichus? Both shias lav mitam shlichus. How does it work here that it becomes a ger? How does it become a ger mida haisa? So he quotes from the Chaim, that the Svara is, if you say Shia Lav Mitam Shlichus, does not eliminate the whole concept of Shlichus. There is a Shlichus, but it's not ordinary Shlichus. What does it mean, ordinary Shlichus? Well, you say, like you said, we are the Shluchim of a party of the Meshaleach, or to use the language that you see in the Yeshiva, where Miyachis the Pu'ula, from that the Shliach does, to the Meshaleach. So if by a Kotten you can't have that, it's only going to be as a Rabbanan. But the other sheet is, if you say that Shia Ramatam Shliach is not eliminating that it's absolutely not Shliachus, the Torah says that there is the way he uses the language, that there's a special Chiddush, that in this particular case, in a special Chiddush, that although it's not the real shlichus, but it's a chiddush that because of the schus gomer, therefore we're saying that we are carrying it out on his behalf. That's the other side, that's the way Rebbe there wants to compare that throw. But meanwhile, let's go to sheet number 2, which is the Ran here on Tzubis, explaining the Rav Alphys. First of all, if you were to look in the Rav Alphys here in Tzubis, you won't find his Gemara. Wow. He does not bring Ger Kotten Matbil and Eishol Das Bezen. Where does he bring that Gemara? He brings it in Yevamos. Because the Rav Alphys many times attaches a Gemara from one place to his place where he feels will be more in context. Which Perek talks mostly about Gei Giyur, Perek HaCholek. There are those dafim, you have one deen after another, the deen of Ger. In other words, the person wants to learn from the text of the Gemara the major deening of the function of Gevin, you learn Perek HaCholek. You have all of them, the Ger comes, what do you say to him? It's incorporated into the, all the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. So that's where the Rav Alfus brings Ger Kotten, Madbil and Eishal Das Bezen. He does not bring later another Gemara, which we haven't learned yet, where Rav Yosef says, Higdilo Yechelen Limcheis. He doesn't even mention that. But you'll see the problem there. Because Rav Yosef, I'm running ahead, but might as well mention it now, because according to Rav Yosef, and he doesn't go into the detailed explanation, once this Ger Kotten, whatever his status is, once he reaches his majority, he can make a mechor and uproot the entire Gaelus. The question is going to be, we'll see how the Ran is going to deal with this whole thing. So he mentions the Rif leaves it out, and also that he doesn't say the Rif eliminates Ger Kotten, Matbil, and Oysel, Daz, Bezen. That's in your bonus. But let's take a look at the Ran, where I have it underlined there. That's why he says, Garsin and the Gemara. You don't find it in the Alphas here. Rabbi Avuna, Ger Kotten, Matbil, and Oysel, Daz, Bezen. In Eilo Av, it's like Rashi, the Eno, maybe also is Gaia, Matbil, and Oysel, the Eno for Ger, but Omilo, Tvila. So, Daz, Bezen, what does that mean? I know she hear Gimel b'tzvila, so Kedin call tzvila as it should be ger, like all tzvilas ger, should be the Gimel. That needs because it's a machlekes in the Gemara whether Shnayim or Shleisha. The Gemara in Yevamos whether Shnayim or Shleisha. So whether it's a din like an Adis, is that good enough? So the Gemara psak is that it's Shleisha. Mishpat tzibay, and if you have mishpat. Mishpat means a bezin, and bezin, it has to be three. That's the 12. So, the hain not in lokaab, how you gear al yadeim, or magor b'yayim kosher. This is back when he verbatim Rashi. Now he brings in Rav Yosef, which we haven't learned yet, but that's the text from the Gemara. V'im higdilo yecheilin limcheis. They can make a mechor. Now here's the question. Now the way Rashi brings it, Stam, he says that Rashi brings that how did this cotton come to the bezin? The elo av imo heavy osir. Now when it comes to the question of higdilo, so here that like if you take a look, you go back to Rashi. Yeah. Rashi also says, this is also from Rashi, Higdilo, Tanish, in his Gairo, Afilo Imaviyah, even with their fathers. And although their fathers brought them as if to say, you have no say in the matter to nullify, to abrogate the gear. The fathers brought it in, they're part of the patronage over here. Nevertheless, it's going to be able to abrogate it. Because not all Kadmainim hold that way. We'll see also, we'll quote it shortly. But first, continue with the Han. So, he has quoted Rashi, and he said, Afil and Avim, the Hoki Mukha Bigamor, Yechelen Limcheis, the Lema E of Shinu, we don't want real Galen, we don't want to be Jew, we don't want to be Galen. The Chesrim Rasura, the Ain, Lona, La'anshim, the Bezin. We can't punish them for that. Even if you have the power to enforce punishment. Now, I'm just saying this something aside. In the religion of Islam, if someone tries to get out of becoming a Muslim, they'll kill him. That's what's considered proper thing. And there are such things have happened. There was somewhere here and there. I remember once in the papers they brought up a few years ago in Chicago, there was someone that tried to get out of become Islam, then a member of the family thought it was a big mitzvah, so they killed her. Or whatever it is. But with us, we say, no, you can't do that, even where we have the power. You can't do that. Now, let's say after he made this mechor, he's mekadesh a Jewish woman, understood? Eina tzricha get lios ki Yisrael mumer, that she should be like the wife of a Yisrael mumer. Once he abrogates, he makes that mechor, it is eicher the whole gala. So he's a goy. If the goy has no ma'aseh kedusha, a mumer, in other words, it takes the context of the Gemara and Yavamis. In the sugi of Galus, later on, it says there, Mumer Shekidesh. What is a Mumer Shekidesh? You have a perfectly good ger, but later on, a Sor Min Adevach, his Chazal Asuro. If he's Mekadosh and Isha after a perfectly good Galus, although now he's Lahakis in every respect, his Kedushin is Kedushin. And he's going to need again. There's only one, one of the Gaini, with Sadia Gaon, and he's only minority opinion, says that Mumer Shekidish is only the Rabbanim.
Wow.
That's a big Kiddush.
Yeah.
You're only the Rabbanim. You know, when they brought up that in the famous Langer case in Israel,
right.
Where that tunnel is, the old Sefer,
yeah.
Written by Rav Geulen, that they say that Chaim Zimmerman was involved in putting the whole thing together. They throw that sheet in too.
Was he one of the eight Rabbanim or Chaim Zimmerman?
What?
There were the eight
whether he's counted. The Shmua was that you have all the time a yeshiva or a Torah grapevine that, you know, it's the safer, it's the old safer. Achri Achreis, I have it at home. Yeah, Achri Achreis. The regular sefer on this case alone. So the rabbinic grapevine said that Chaim Zimmerman was involved with that. Anyhow, what's the difference? However, he's saying very simply here that as far as a cotton, he reaches that stage and makes him a fall, he literally is oiker. The gayrus is no gayrus whatsoever. He doesn't have any dean like a mummer. Well, me, I mean, a migamur. However, this is the question. And that's how we pinpoint this. Practically, the Kaven Shehig Dila Shor Ahas, the Lo Mitzvah, let's say that you're talking about the woman. It's a girl that became a Giyavis when she was a Ktana, God Bezdin, and later she grows up and she says she doesn't want to be Jewish. The Lo Mitzvah, but if time passes and she does not, it means after she's Yud Beis Shonim, after she reaches her Majar Bat Mitzvah, Shuv and Yechayel Limchas, too late. The Chi Tema Homi the Koma Himig Dila Yechayel Limchas, which seems to mean Alma Mechor the Ktanus Lav Mechori. If she makes a Mechor when she's a Ktana, doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if, when she's brought into gear, you don't have to ask her opinion. You want to become Jewish or not, they just Matbila Nisa, they just dip her. That's all there is to it. The Kaven Damin and the Kaven Shegdila Shoah Shuvah and Yechayel Limchas, Teich Efshel Etzamsein Shetimcha Miyad Shetag. How are we going to manage this? It's in seconds or what? Where is it? So you have to give a practical answer. Yesh Lema the Nehi the Mechor the Ktanus or the Katnus Lav Mechori, but Le'inyan Shin Nisrates Avakach Ei Mechor Oto Klum. The Mechor is later on is not going to be anything. In other words, let's say she started intentionally before she becomes a bas mitzvah not to be observant. She doesn't want to be Jewish. And she continues that, goes right through the Yud Bei Shana Yom Echad. Im Omdo B'mechorotza Mahagdenet helps. That's what they're saying. She started. Inami. The key I'm in the Kaven Shegdila Shor Achas Vilo Mirsa Shuven Yechayla Limchas Haina Shegdila the Dasmesha the Yehudis. In other words, after she's Yud Bei Shana, she's continuing to observe.
Sure.
And then later on, maybe a year later, many months later, whatever it is, she says, I don't want to be, it's not going to help. That's the way he's explaining this. So what's the halacha? Well, the Inan halacha came along to Avuna. In other words, we don't have, the whole question is, do we have an obligation to convert people? You know, the level of Abdullah is very important. The non-Jewish world and the Christian world, or later the world of Islam, based the spread of their religion on strong evangelical missionary efforts. Very strong. One time was with, and Islam was with the sword. You be like us or you die. That's how, if you know the history, in Arabia there were Jewish tribes there, strong Jewish tribes, and the Mahmud, he overcame them, he killed them if they didn't accept the religion. So, you know, later all these Jews were mixed up into the Arab peoples. We don't even know what's going on or not. That's the point. Anyhow, but we don't have such an obligation. That's what the non
Christianity also does.
What?
Christianity,
of course. You do what did I have, from the Spanish Inquisition, everything else.
Even more recently in the 1850s, there was a case in Bologna in Italy where even it went to the Pope and he took the young boy that was baptized by a maid.
Right.
She was sick and she wanted to help him, she said. And the Pope said, I'm sorry, we have to do the favor for the... We did the favor. It was the Muslim
the famous Martar case. That was in the 19th century.
Yeah,
that was a international
right.
Oh, gosh. So he says, well, not that we're commanded, laws of the law, as you call me, atmom, elashim bo hatenish me atmom. Oh, should be also imay. And this has legal overtones, like in adoption today. In adoption, there was in cases, and there was a case in Massachusetts where an unwed Goyish mother or whatever it was gave up a child to a Jewish couple. And they raised them, I don't know whether they went through actual gear or not, raised them as Jewish. So later on, the mother changed her mind. He says, I can't have this as a Christian. They made a whole court case out of it. So this is the thing. Oh, she also emailed, she also came dead in the Atzma Mahani. Now, Rav Yosef's case, what about Igdil Yochel Limchais? The Amad in Igdil Yochel Limchais, Afila Begash and his Garo Bonav of Mesav Ema. In other words, a father with little children was Mizgayer. So later on, these little children, when they reached their majority, made a Mechor. So the Ran is saying quite clearly that the Mechor will help, although the gear was brought about with a family supervision, with the parents. V'rozi mura b'gemora. V'avo gab del siva le'abaya v'rozo k'yisa b'gemora. We didn't go into that. He has cautions on that. La'vishum de lo'savadu k'avasein. Not that they disagree with Rav Yosef's principle that they can negate the gear. Ella, the Gruy Matnisan, there was a kasha there in the Mishnah. The main problem there was in the Mishnah was that if they were converted less than 3 years of age and the psulim grew back, and later on, as a girl, there was a deen of rape, of anus, or mafato, seduction, there's a deen of knas. So if they can be, so the Gemara asked a kasha, that was a kasha. If they can make a mechor, they become goyim. We're going to give knas to goyim, to goyis. Why should I be able to have the benefit of that money? That was a kashas. So that was only a technical kashas as far as the mission is concerned. But the halacha, it remains the same. The lo tikshalei. Yo de la baya kusha de rova la klamu, la rova nami kusha de baya la klamu. It is a big amount. They came to shekain, came along to Rav Yosef. O mina tema, here's where he has the kashas out of this. Mina tema out of this. Shazal shehevi milsu de Rav Yuma, Rav Huna, the ikadim gear kot mabil al das bezin, the abomas of Eric HaChaylet, lo hevi ho de Rav Yosef. It would seem to imply that he disagrees, that there cannot be a nullification of the gear. And who holds like that? They also cite that the Bahag also cites that. Once that the gear caught them by Bila Meisel, Das Bezdin or so, so the main thing is that the Bahag is where the parents brought them, you know, and it's done on Das Bezdin, that there can't be any nullification of it. And in fact, the Stam Sefer mentions that in reference to another problem. And what is the other problem? When you're when a ger or geyelis, let's say a gadol or gedola, goes to a ger, after she goes, she dips, goes in, immersed in the mikvah, she makes a bracha. The whole din of making a bracha after the tefillah, we learn from Gemara Pesachim, gavad alon chazi, so that's unusual. General brachas is oivel asiyosam. Here it's not oivel asiyosam, because they're goyim. Once they table, then they make the bracha. So what happens with a ger katan? Who makes the bracha with a ger katan? Generally, it's supposed to be on the bezin to do that. Or someone supervised, probably maybe the father might have been there. Whatever it is. But the basic is the bezin makes the bracha. So they said he asked for some sefer kasha, let's say he deal with yochel rimchais, does that mean that it's a bracha of batola? Yeah, you're right. It's brought in the Pisrei Tshuva. We'll see here on Yerodea. The Reis Amechez brings that some safer.
Your Moshe's Feinstein chief is that you don't make a bracha for your cousin.
But it seems so. They call it a some safer. You
no,
do.
Your Moshe's chief says you don't.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't mention it in Igros Moshe at all.
Well, but does he say you're doing it?
Actually, to Rabbi, what's his name? To Rabbi Mayevsky.
Yeah.
He doesn't mention anything about the bracha. And Tamidim said that if you speak the words for a gear cut, you don't make a bracha.
Well, it's different than a Sam Sefer. A Sam Sefer implies that you make a bracha. Well, that avoids the whole problem. If you don't make a bracha, there's no kasha from it. But Sam Sefer talks about that. Because why does Sam Sefer say that's really not a bracha of Atorah? Because according to the Bag Shi Bahag, Shita, they can't make a machor. So there's the Shas Maisa, they can be quite sure that nothing's going to happen with that bracha. They can never negate the Maisa. That's how it comes. Yeah, but the Sam Sefer addresses himself to that. So Bishat Maisa, and since most times they're not going to be.
Obviously, the Ran and the Ramban hold that you do.
Yeah, right.
That they can't, like Rav Yosef, they pass like Rav Yosef.
That's right.
So that there's one shita that says that maybe the Rif also holds that from
like the Bahav. You're right. But Sam Sefer says it's enough that it should not be considered the Shas Maisa Brahla Batola. Because most of the times that the Ger will not be Meicha too. He won't be Meicha. He'll grow up in the, to top education and remain Jewish. He won't make them a force. He won't have the problem. All right, whatever it is. Wow. I mean, I'm just mentioning that. That's a Shiloh. So let's go further here. And he says, Tei Malavir, Shehevi built to the Rabhuna, the Yavama, the Pei Rafaeli, Lohevi, or the Rabiyeshu, because of Rambanzal, Lohevi, the Lomach. I don't know why he left it out. Rabban agrees that you have to count Rabiyeshu in his, about the whore. El Lord, in Kehu, Mepharash, Divra, Rabbi Yisus, Legesh, and Izgaro, Bonav, of Mesav, Imai, where they, in other words, as if to say they don't have their own daya. It's taken care of by the parents or so forth, where you can't break the, make any mechor.
You mean where the parents also are
becoming gayer. Yeah. Alo, Rabhuna, Dorma, Gesh, Kotten, Adim, Eisam, Rabbezin, Bolis diary below God Bezan Yochel Limchais. Shinke Makhir Bezan Yochel. That's a swirl. The Adam is Chava. He says that's not a good Adka. That's what the Ramadan sheet is.
In other words, would we hold that if Katanim are Nisgayer together with the Gavin
parents, right.
That they cannot do
Machlokes. Well, that in itself is a Machlokes. That in itself is a Machlokes there. The Rambam Zalhevi Milter Ravuna, prepare your Gil Mehil to Suri Beer, and Milter Rav Yeshua, prepare your Mehil with Malachim. They brought it in two different places where he's talking about there about Ben Noach, about somebody becoming a Ger, and so forth.
It's some external din.
Yeah, right. The question is whether it was a real, even if you say it was a Ger Midrashah, a Gdil, Yochel Limchais, in Pashtus, he can do that. That's all.
So what would the Rav Paskin if such a case happened? Because we've done parents with their children,
right?
And let's say one of the children, when he was going to become bar mitzvah,
yeah,
was Moshe.
Well, you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Machaber brings this. Yeah, look. We have it. Simon, remember, you think there's so much talk about Galus all the time and so many Shuvas contemporary times. I always mention that in Shulchan Aruch, there's only two Shemonim on the whole business, Rei Samachet, Rei Samachet. But times have changed. So look at Steve Gorton Zion. Eve Kachosin Kotten. In Yeshlo Av, Yochel Agar, Eisham. Remain Lo Av, of all these Gaia. Oh, Emo may be also the Gaia. There's the Nagaya and Isaiah, just who shall love, it's only Adam Shalom upon us. Then Cotton Shigiru of his, then Shigiru Bezin, Yochalimchos, Mishiagil. The Ain Dino Kiyasuo Muma, Ella, Kaeva Kahavi. Is anyone ever deemed just like a goat? And, the Nagar Namurin, Vishalonor, Mina Yahadus, Mishahidil. That's what was discussed there in that run, and so forth. Now, if you look, just a moment. If you came with the parents, well, that seems to be implied. Bein kot shigiro obis, bein shigairu bezin. That seems to imply that the father also was part of the gear. That's what it seems to imply.
Right.
Totally clear there. But that's what it seems that way. That nevertheless, they can make a mechor.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to say. Hmm?
Because they
should say, right. Yeah. Even if Megayer Abavino. You're right. That's what I'm trying to say. That Lamaisa, it doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it comes. A significant point is made, which others disagree with. If you take a look at the Dogel Milvola, that's the Meir of Yehuda, on the side, is talking about, let's say you have a mother that is Muberis, a Goya, and she goes Tfila. Now, does Bezin know about that she's carrying a child or not? Sometimes they might not know, you know. So look what he says. He makes a chiller. In Yodo HaBezin, he's saying, Bishas Tfila, Shehi Muberis, Hadin Pasha. No question that the child is a geir.
The geir Yisrael.
Yeah, the geir Yisrael. I mean,
Uber
Yerachima. Avalim lo yodu abe. But those they didn't know. She muberes. Yeshli b'zeh avichas dvorim. V'tala di'ashle rabavei. They ain't come back alive. In other words, because if you say geir kot madvil and oisa al das bezin, they know that there's somebody there that they're being Megayer. If they don't know, it's as if it's done without them.
But
that's the concept that the Native Yehuda is bringing in here. He doesn't say the heckler,
but it's a different kind of gears. We're not taking an actual separate child, so to speak. We're taking part of the mother and at the same time.
It's
a different concept.
Yeah, but it's still, well, that's the argument of those who say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they know or they don't know.
That's
it's
what I'm
part,
saying.
I'm trying
to figure out what the
yeah, but he's trying to say that there has to be a dash that's focused on the Ebor too.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be knowledge of that because just like the Rambam brings up.
So what is the concept of Ebor Yerachimo mean? If you have to have the...
Well, what about the Man Domin that says Uber's Lav Yerachimo?
But we ask him, I think.
Yeah, but he has to work it out according... That's why you say there's a big Arishas in the Shitas.
One has to mean is the Rambam Shitas. The Rambam holds that that the tefillah could be before Nilan Geras because of
that's the raya. That's the raya. The tesis in your Vamas talks about it. Ramban talks about it because some say that it's ma'akev. The Nila has to be before because in the concepts of Geras, the Nila many times is a break on stopping a person becoming Jewish because he doesn't want to go through the Tsar of Nila. I've seen it happen. You know that when it's told a certain male that he's going to have to go through the service. Goodbye, I never saw him again. You know, they're terrified. They're terrified the whole thing. So, actually, we're not talking about our toughest dambus here, we're talking about real Nila. So, that plays a role in it, why it should be. They use that as a scroll, why the Nila should be before the Tfila. But anyhow, the Nebbiuda brings up a particular point, and that's also mentioned in the Tishrei Tshuva. That's what he's saying. He mentions that point. And then the Tishrei Tshuva...
So, the Gabi, let's say it was a girl. The Gabi, a girl, that is an Ibur.
Yeah, but there's no question about it.
No. The question would be, could she marry a Kohen?
Well, but she's a
Giyaris, but there's no shot of any
but the idea of Dean Zayna, what it means, does there have to be Dafka a Maisa? But the Giyaris Bechlau is called.
She's considered a Giyaris even though she was an Uber.
Yeah, that's right. She's considered she's considered halakhically Zayna Mekayim. It's a Zayna is only a name that we use for lack of a better name, not that she actually is. But there is a Shita that is brought in Achreinim, whether Pachas Megimel or so, is only Midrabanan, Isa to a Kayan. And if there are other factors, maybe such a person ultimately could marry a Kayan if there's a topic whether he's really a Kayan or not. There's such Shuvas and Achreinim that I brought up about that. I think Reb Shlomo Kluger is mentioned there in the Pisli Tshuva and Ebenezer, where they talk about these dinim, where it's only maybe Midrabon and not a Deraisa, when there was no actual physical aspect of her being a Zayin. It's only a appellation, it's only a name, a terminology. That's all part of this situation. But Stam, we have to Paskin, it doesn't matter. Stam Paskin, that she's a Surah Lakayan. That's all. All right, I think we'll now... There are other shaylos, I mean, tangential to this, that are brought in the Achreinim, that supposing... This is one case I've mentioned it before, but I mentioned it very quickly, that there are two different Gedalim of the 20th century. One that was in Chicago, Rav Yablonsky, who was the first Rosh Yeshiva of Beis Medrash L'Torah. You know, the father-in-law of Rabbi Mishkan.
Right.
Now, he was a Slobodka dying. Okay? He was a Orem Kosher, Orem Gadol. There's a sefer of his, Nitzanei Nisan, that he has a few tshuvas in there, and one of them is about a case where someone was mal, a child, a male in good intent, thought the child was Jewish. He didn't say the Shem gave us anything else, and later on found out that the mother is not Jewish. Does that child have to go through Hatzafas Dam Bris or not? Whether that L'Shem Yehadas is sufficient to be considered as if it was L'Shem Giyor or not. And although there was no Bezin there and so forth. So Moshe Rosen has the same Shaila. Moshe Rosen was a Rav in Brooklyn. He was a Zaynish's Rav in Europe in the town of Chvaidan. Wrote a lot of Shvarim. It was Adam Gadol. So the Nezer HaKadosh and his Truvis and the number is Tehle Gerodeh Simcha Beis and Chav Gimel there that happened. I know the one who asked for the Shaila years ago was somebody, Rabbi Baruch Rabinovitz, who was related to the Manastricha family.
Sure.
Yeah, so he was a Rav there in Brownsville, and there was a bris that took place. There was a kid in the Talmud Torah. And because they thought the kid was Jewish, he had a bliss. Later, I found out the mother was Jewish. The mother was not Jewish. Not Jewish. So the Shaila was, he needs gear. So he needs gear. Does he have to have a Tzofes Dam Bris? And Tvila, Tvila certainly need. What about Atovas Dambulis? So the Meisha Roslin is Machadish, that he doesn't need Atovas Dambulis. Because when a male is Mal, L'Shem Yahadus, that's just like L'Shem Gior. He's not doing it as a medical procedure. It's only a good Jewish child.
Right.
I didn't have a bezin there. It's not Ma'akev, the David. That's also part of a Machlekes. Yeah, but it's Ma'akev or not. So he paskin that that you don't have to have a Tovas Dambulis. And I have
paskin.
I paskin in several cases because it's a very sensitive issue sometimes. Very tough thing.
Right.
So if there was a male that knew, that thought the child was Jewish and had the right intent as a male, you don't have to have that. That's all.
And a Uber that comes out afterwards and wants to be Moshe cannot be Moshe.
You mean from what? From
does
the
yes. Given,
oh, yeah, he can't be Moshe. He won't probably won't be able to be Moshe. That's all. That's
so,
that would
so
be
that,
the killing.
So, yeah, so that yeah. shows that there is basically a big difference between. And so that's what Rabbi Yerachimo. That's the
that, that's where it would be. That's
yeah.
right.
Okay.
That's all.
I mean, the 3 day 8, I think it's true, is about when if the mom knows that the mother's not sure she can't do the Mila, and it's very, very strong against it.
Yeah, well, that's a question whether he should do the Mila Hatzila or not. But you know, there's a Maramshik. The Peladik Maramshik, who's a Talmud of the Tam Sefer, and always was a big Kanoi, Maramshik. He has a case there, where the father is Jewish, he has a Goyish wife, and the kid is born, he wants to have Mila. The male asked him whether he should do the Mila. He said, yes. He said, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's not going to help to make him Jewish, but he said, you could do it. You should do it. That's all. Doesn't talk about, I don't think, what's later. But I remember the simon of the tshuva, I remember, these you remember, the mach. Leiz memches.
The
mach.
So I think the 3 day 8 is very much against it.
Yeah, the others were against it. The contemporary time says it shouldn't have anything to do with such a case. But others say that the Maramshik, because sometimes Moelim are asked to do a Mila versus a person. So I've told Moelim they could do it based on the Maramshik, but you make a note. And in your thing that you give, you write in, Yelet Azeh Adayin Tzor Gir. I've seen that on mailing certificates. That's all.
I mean, but unfortunately, these kids do get mixed up in our schools. And in the
yeah, they can get mixed up without any bliss whatsoever, too.
We've known that to happen.
Well, it happens. It's happening more and more, unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. So, Nir Hashem will try to have a shiur next week. I hope we don't have any interruptions.
I hope that your wife
yeah, yeah, well,
back to
but they say that they won't want to discharge her. I mean, yeah, it was there today, you know. She went through a lot this past week. So, wow, gosh.
Yeah, it was
frightening. Very frightening.
Well, what do we do when the Rabbanim and stuff refuse to go against to say that there's a problem in a case where we know there's a problem?
In reference to what?
That's too general a question.
I don't know what you mean.
When they found out that a young man or young woman who they assumed was Jewish, they found out the mother wasn't Jewish, and they refused, and the Rav refuses to.
If he's an Orthodox Rav, he's going to do something about
it.
Well,
they don't do things about it.
Well, that I don't know.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. If a person is really not Jewish, how can he count them as Jewish? That's what he's told. I mean, if Rabbanim, I know from the time I came to Chicago, I remember I would say to the school of Yossi Dietcher, all of us shalom. And he had a case in his shul where he was going to marry off a couple, and he found out that the man never had a proper gear. So I said, and the wedding date is set, and he has to be Masada Kedusha. I said, if you can convince the man to have an Orthodox gear, be good. So he said very honestly, I could convince him to go through gear, but he's not going to observe anything. So he says, I'm not going to do it, and he pulled out of it. I would say to his schus, he stood up to it. That was very, another person would have said, we'll go through a mock gear and I'll marry you up. But he stood up to that. Yeah, I remember that case very distinctly. And he called me back. Remember?
Yep. There have been cases where we've helped people who have such a...
Yeah, we can rectify it if you have cooperation. And there have been...
We have to know about it. If we don't know about it, we'll do something.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We've done several cases. Girl was in seminary.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
I don't know who else was with.
Mark Wiener was on, I know.
Yeah, okay.
So this tumor here in Yardea Aleph.
Yeah.
Kusanoth Aleph, he tells, I think it's the Musi Maevsky here. He says exactly how to do the Gera. And he doesn't mention anything about a bracha. But Rabbi Felder in Philadelphia was asked about it. He said that his Rabbi Shita was, you don't make the base doesn't make a bracha on the tefillah for a gear cotton.
Well, that's a chiddush to me, but I don't think he mentions that here.
Right, he doesn't mention anything about the bracha. He's telling them exactly the procedure.
Yeah, okay.
Step by step.
I'm not familiar with this, right?
You sure
Rabbi
Felder said that?
Yes, I'm positive,
100%. You have this from him himself, or you
heard from him? I read it from him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Moses, how did you discuss it with them?
Right. Okay.
Aaron was very big on Suffolk Ruckus Lahakel.
Yeah.
When it came to Ruckus.
Well, that could have been Moses, but it seems that the Sam Sefer was talking about a procedural thing that he didn't question this to say, don't make a bracha.
Right.
He just tried to find that he's not loose.
Right.
And then why it wouldn't be a brother of Atala?
Yeah,
that's right.
Some filter you're talking about.
Yeah, you're not talking about a lightweight.
Right.
I told you what Rav Yosher Beer Soloveitchik called the concept. He's the engineer of Aloha.
Right.
What a word.
Right. That's why we're surprised that Rav Yosher said that.
Especially the Brisk, who were very, I heard from, as being a bit of grapevine, were very careful of anything that the Sam Sefer said.
Right.
Very. Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that your wife is going
to once you'd be back, believe it. You know, every day there were so many different changes. I get very nervous.
But he called you.
I was a doctor.
Yeah.
Made a good relationship.
Has left the conference.
Mark Wiener
has left the conference.